On Thursday morning, a 500-foot Panamanian freighter loaded down with a wheat shipment from Oregon limped into Dutch harbor with a damaged engine. Although the ship arrived in port safely, the incident was an eerie echo of what happened almost 2 years earlier to the day. The wreck of the soybean freighter Selendang Ayu on the coast of Unalaska Island, which led to the worst oil spill in Alaska since the Exxon Valdez ran aground in Prince William Sound in 1989. The Aleutian Islands have always been a shipping accident waiting to happen. The islands fall along the Great Circle Route, the marine shipping path that connects the major ports along the west coast of the United States with those in East Asia. Leslie Pearson of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation says that by her agency's count, 3,600 ships travel through Unimak Pass in the Aleutians every year, and that number is only going to grow.
The trade between the West Coast and Asia is only going to increase, and then future plans for Prince Rupert and the Canadian West Coast, we're going to see also an increase in large vessel traffic. And they'll all be using the Great Circle Route, whether it's the northern route that goes through Unimak Pass, or the southern route, which is basically in the North Pacific area.
But if the Great Circle Route is a kind of marine superhighway, it's patrolled by the equivalent of a few bicycle cops. Although Coast Guard cutters regularly patrol the North Pacific and the Bering Sea, none of them are home-ported here, and only a handful of tugboats are stationed in Dutch harbor. When the car carrier Cougar Ace rolled on its side south of the Aleutians in July, tugboats and Coast Guard vessels were able to reach the ship soon enough to avoid a disaster. But Shelley Johnson, of the Shipping Safety Partnership, an environmental group focused on shipping issues in Alaska, says that that was a lucky break, and that it's just a matter of time before another serious incident takes place.
We've kind of had luck happen that the weather was good, that a tug could come all the way to Seattle to respond to that incident. And we know that storms are not always that easy on us.
Last month, Coast Guard and DEC officials met with the National Academy of Sciences Marine Board in Washington to plan a risk assessment for the region, which could lead to greater precautionary measures being put in place in the future. But Pearson says that taking on something the size of the Great Circle Route is a daunting task.
Typically, the other ones throughout the nation have been focused pretty narrowly. One in Prince William Sound dealt with tanker traffic, and that was pretty straightforward. But when you start looking at the whole North Pacific, it gets to be a little overwhelming.
The risk assessment is still in its planning stage and probably won't be underway for another year. In the meantime, the Shipping Safety Partnership is advocating stopgap measures, such as a tracking system for the North Pacific and Bering Sea that would allow the Coast Guard to keep better tabs on vessels in the area. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.